ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Always remind you, check out American Free Press, the website of American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Just got the word from my producer, some breaking news here today. A group of supporters of Ed Brown's up in New Hampshire on their way to check out Ed and Elaine have been detained or were detained by the police or by some authorities of some sort. Just got the word myself, but it just goes to show you we do have a police state in this country, ladies and gentlemen. There are some people out there who've been proclaiming themselves victims of the police state when they've been actually only victims of their own bizarre behavior, but I think it's pretty clear that the case of Ed and Elaine is one that does represent the police state upon us. And I'm here to remind you folks, it's under President George W. Bush, that wonderful conservative Republican. It's not Hillary Clinton. It's not Janet Reno. It's not Bill Clinton. It's not Al Gore. It's George W. Bush. And, you know, that distinction, the fact that we recognize that distinction, is what makes us, that's you and me and the Republic Broadcasting Network, that's what makes us distinct from these, well, let's be honest, what I call these kosher conservative cronies of George W. Bush, all these neoconservatives, these racketeers on Fox News, owned by billionaire Rupert Murdoch, the father-in-law of Eric Hufschmidt's sister, Rupert Murdoch, a product of the billionaire gang of four, the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers, and the Rothschilds. So, folks, that's what makes RBN different. We are here representing and speaking out and voicing the concerns of the grassroots patriots, the real patriots in this country. Very interesting, folks, talking about Fox News. Article in the Washington Post today, quoting a gentleman, Ralph Brooks, in Manhattan, Kansas, a rancher, talking about our situation in Iraq. It's interesting. You know how the Washington Post describes Mr. Brooks? They say he's a steadfast supporter of President Bush and of conservative Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly. That's a very interesting way for an establishment mainstream liberal newspaper to cast someone. People are now being cast as a member of the Fox News cult. And that's exactly what Fox News is, folks. I've told you how my friend, the big shot lawyer, has become a cultist, a devotee of Fox News. And you've heard other people testify on this program, callers here, of how their own friends and family members have also been hypnotized by Fox News and the very clever, flashy propaganda that they put out on behalf of the New World Order, pretending that they're against the New World Order, when in fact what they represent is the New World Order. Ed and Elaine Brown oppose the New World Order. That's why they're in the situation they're in, folks. And because there are so many people out there who stand in the way of the New World Order and who need a voice to speak out on their behalf, that's why you have the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. That word republic is very important because it harkens right back to our Constitution. And that's something that the New World Order wants to destroy once and for all. All right, stay tuned for some more, folks. And I have a question I'm going to ask you to help me out finding the answer to.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was talking about Fox News, one of my favorite targets here. And I don't think it is an overstatement or an overestimation to make note of the fact that the Washington Post actually says that someone is a steadfast supporter of President Bush and of Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly, because the fact is people like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity, I think I may have already mentioned him here, these people are Judas goats. They are working for the biggest leader of Judas goats I can think of in some respects, Rupert Murdoch and his garbage network, Fox News. But there is an alternative to Fox, and it's called the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I have a question here, folks. I have a list of 15 countries. Now, the question is this, folks, and if any of you out there are well-versed in this, I wish you would call in and let me know. I was visiting with John Tiffany, the copy editor of the Barnes Review, the other day, and he was trying to assemble a list of nations in which questioning the Holocaust has been criminalized. And through his own research, he came up with the following countries: Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, France, Belgium, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Slovakia, Romania, Poland, Lithuania, the Czech Republic, and needless to say, Israel. That's 15 countries by my count. If there are any other countries that you know about, please let me know. You know, the numbers keep changing. I think they keep getting bigger. And there's been some controversy, obviously, about these laws, especially in the wake of the imprisonment of David Irving, the British historian. But, it's funny, as closely as I've followed this over the years, I've actually lost track of the countries where this has happened. So if you know of any other countries that I haven't mentioned, please let me know. Well, on this program last night, I mentioned the fact that there had been a letter to the editor published in American Free Press. Well, I grabbed it up today when I stopped by the American Free Press office to visit. And I want to read this letter on the air. It's from Gary Brummett, who is the immediate past president of the USS Liberty Veterans. Those are the survivors of Israel's terroristic attack on the USS Liberty. Gary was a guest on this show with two other USS Liberty survivors back in June when they came to Washington to commemorate the murder of their fellow sailors. This is what Gary Brummett says. He says, I want to thank American Free Press for their many wonderful articles about the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty and their support over the years. I certainly want to personally thank AFP writer Mark Glenn, a very gifted writer, for his research and reporting. I had the pleasure of meeting and spending some time with Mark at our recent 40th anniversary in the Washington area. I only wish the so-called mainstream media delivered to the people the same honest news AFP publishes, American Free Press, that is. I ask that you always remember the Liberty and crew. Gary W. Brummett, past president, USS Liberty Veterans. Well, needless to say, we're all very honored that Gary took the time to write that letter, and we were very proud to publish it to pay tribute not only to Mark Glenn's work, but also to the USS Liberty men who, needless to say, went through quite a bit and have still gone through quite a bit since then and still do. It's a crime the way they've been treated. Speaking of the way people are treated, big article in Time or Newsweek this week about a Texas oil man named Oscar Wyatt Jr. The Bush administration is prosecuting him, saying that he was paying kickbacks, oil kickbacks to Saddam Hussein. Well, looks like there's a lot more to that story, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Wyatt was one of the gentlemen who, along with my old employer, former Texas Governor John Connally, he was one of the guys who brought back some people who were being held, or I should say being detained by Saddam Hussein back in 1990 and 1991. And he was a very big critic of the proposed invasion of Iraq back in 1990, and certainly was another critic of the second Bush administration's attack on Iraq. And now it's payback time for George Bush and the Nesher Group inside the Justice Department. The Nesher Group, Nesher stands for Hebrew, ladies and gentlemen. It is a group that exists in the highest echelons of the federal bureaucracy. These are people who are Jewish, who are dedicated to advancing their religion and their religious causes, including the cause of Israel. It does exist, ladies and gentlemen. The late Andrew St. George wrote about the Nesher Group in the Spotlight, and one of their members, who was mentioned in one of the stories, threatened to bring a lawsuit saying it was libel for the Spotlight to say anything about the existence of this group and how they manipulated policy in the Justice Department and in the other realms. But guess what? When Andrew published another story further exposing their activities, that threat of a lawsuit dried up real fast. Well, speaking of exposing the Talmud, which is the foundation of Zionism, I have to give credit where credit is due. I'm very, very pleased to say that none other than Daryl Bradford Smith has finally reached out beyond his criticisms of Zionism, and now on his website he has a link to the work of the late Elizabeth Dilling of Chicago, who was one of the early American critics of the Talmud, in her book The Jewish Religion, Its Influence Today. That's a book, I must say, that my own publisher, Willis Cardo, reissued with the direct support of Elizabeth Dilling's son, Kirk Patrick Dilling. Kirk Dilling, for short. Kirk died a few years ago, ladies and gentlemen, but he was a longtime supporter of Liberty Lobby and the Barnes Review and the American Free Press after it began publishing. In fact, I can say with great pride I once had the opportunity to have dinner with Kirk Dilling and his wife, Betsy, at their their winter home in the Southern California desert. Very charming, entertaining people. Kirk Dilling, following in the footsteps of his mother, was not afraid of the powers that be. He was not only a strong advocate of alternative health and health freedom for you and for me and for everybody else up against the big drug companies and the advertising agencies and big media, not to mention the medical establishment in general, but he also once took on a lawsuit for Liberty Lobby against the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, ADL. That lawsuit, unfortunately, never got anywhere, but needless to say, Kirk Dilling was in the forefront working assiduously for Liberty Lobby against the ADL because he recognized that Liberty Lobby was a force for good and that the ADL was a force for bad. So Liberty Lobby does have a history of taking the ADL to court. In fact, we published a book about it in the old days at Liberty Lobby called Conspiracy Against Freedom. And in the course of that lawsuit, we were able to get, thanks to Kirk's good work, a lot of interesting materials that were pried out of the ADL showing exactly how they operate. In fact, folks, we even found out that an ADL agent managed to place herself on an airplane traveling coast to coast right beside Liberty Lobby founder Willis Cardo. That was the days before big-time computers, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking hardcore spying operations there by this criminal outfit, the ADL. Well, needless to say, Kirk Dilling was a gutsy lawyer, and he was a good friend to Liberty Lobby, and I had the pleasure of knowing him, and I'm so proud that Darrell Bradford Smith is now taking on the Talmud. Good for you, Darrell. This is a positive sign that Darrell Bradford Smith is moving on, as he promised. It's a new beginning for the French Connection, getting away from all the craziness and paranoia of Eric Hufschmidt and now focusing on serious things, focusing on the roots of Zionism coming out of the Talmud. And you can find an interesting link on the front page of Darrell's website focusing on that. Good for you, Darrell. I'm proud of you. You're cutting to the chase. You're cutting to the core of the problem. Mark Glenn and I have been talking about that on this program for eons, it seems. And now Darrell is moving towards the right target. So keep up the good work. Speaking of illegal spying, this is interesting, folks. It's been revealed that FBI agents were spying on Coretta Scott King for several years after the assassination of Martin Luther King. These documents have just been dug up by KHOU television in Houston. And it's very, very interesting because, this further underscores what I've been saying. Other Federal Freedom of Information Act requests have revealed that the ADL was spying on Martin Luther King and on Dick Gregory, the famous comic. Very, very interesting, folks. They were spying on them. They were providing information to the FBI. Now, of course, this article here only talks about the FBI spying on Coretta King, but I'm sure if you dig into it further, you will find the ADL spying on her just as they spied on Martin Luther King and on Dick Gregory and on other people, including, by the way, the late Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X. That's food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. What is it about those black leaders, whether you like them or not, that so concerned the ADL, which masquerades as a civil rights organization? Interesting. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit more when we come back. Looks like Israel is floating around out in space. We'll be talking about that momentarily.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, during the break, I was reflecting on the fact that in the past, when I have written and or mentioned verbally the fact that the ADL has been caught spying on Martin Luther King and on some of these other black rebels, there have been people who have gotten just seriously bent out of shape, suggesting that I am some sort of great admirer of or supporter of these people in question, Martin Luther King, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, folks, just because I mention a historical fact that a criminal organization like the Anti-Defamation League, a spy conduit for the Israeli Mossad, was spying on these people doesn't necessarily mean that I endorse each and everything they've ever said or done. I'm just relaying a fact which I think is interesting in and of itself. I know I caught hell a few months ago, maybe a year or so ago, from some people because I said that I thought it was rather idiotic for Pat Buchanan's running mate when he ran for president on a Reform Party. A black woman named Zola Foster seems like a very nice lady, a fine lady. She said that she didn't mind riding in the back of the bus. And I commented at the time that if I had had a choice of riding in the back, if I were black and riding in the back of the bus with Zola Foster, that I would have rather been out there marching with Martin Luther King. I guess that's just the kind of guy I am. But as it is, I wasn't born black, so I never had the option to make the decision. But be that as it may, I'm here to tell you that I think the Anti-Defamation League owes us an explanation as to why they were spying on these black leaders, just like they were spying on lots of other people. They don't want you to know about it, folks. The FBI takes the heat for what the ADL was doing. The ADL was doing the footwork, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of the ADL, the other day when I was on Hashem Talawi's program as a caller, when Mark Glenn was sitting in, I mentioned a very interesting press release that has come out of the Anti-Defamation League. This is the ADL's own words. ADL campaign says no to nuclear Iran. Over the next few weeks and months, the Anti-Defamation League will roll out a public awareness and advocacy campaign aimed at focusing attention on the gathering threat of a nuclear-armed Iran to Israel, the Middle East, and the world. They're going to send out a poster to 6,000 synagogues and other Jewish organizations that are now receiving the poster in time for the Jewish high holidays, which begin tomorrow. Isn't that interesting, folks? The campaign, they say, want to move the Iranian issue to the top of the agenda for the Jewish community as both a political and social justice issue of the utmost urgency. They want to build momentum in Congress, they say, to force the issue of Iran. These are the same people, folks, that say that the Jewish community in this country had absolutely nothing to do, nor did Israel, with getting the United States into the war in Iraq. chutzpah. Well, interesting little item, news item here. Bizarre parasitic star found. A dead spinning star has been found feeding on its stellar companion, whittling it down to an object smaller than some planets. This object is merely the skeleton of a star, says someone from NASA. The pulsar has eaten away the star's outer envelope, and all that remains is its helium-rich core. Well, isn't this interesting? This dead star is acting as a parasite, feeding on another companion. This brings to mind, folks, the words of the great historian Arnold Toynbee, who a lot of people don't realize said that the Jewish civilization was a fossil of an ancient time. So here we have a fossil of an ancient time, a dead spinning star feeding on a stellar companion. That almost sounds like the state of Israel today, feeding on its stellar companion, the United States of America. The big question is, I guess, the question is, folks, is the United States a satellite of Israel, or is Israel a satellite of the United States? When all is said and done, it is a parasitic relationship, just like this bizarre parasitic star floating around out there. Isn't it interesting, folks? Kind of reminds me of the story of a few years ago where they actually discovered a two-headed reptile that actually exists in biology. It actually exists, folks, and it kind of reminds me of a frequent image I've seen over the years of a two-headed dragon, a two-headed snake, I should say, one head being Zionism, the other head being communism, but both of these heads connected to the same reptilian body. Funny thing is that there is so much of this in nature. So much of what we think is mythological, so much of what we think are old canards, old wives' tales, yet they're for real. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back, we've got some callers lined up, and we're going to go directly to the callers. Watch out for those two-headed snakes, ladies and gentlemen. Watch out for those dead spinning stars.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Just to remind you that October 12th through the 14th, the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Now is the time to let Mark Glenn know if you're going to be in attendance, if you're going to need hotel reservations. Send him an email at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. It's easy to remember, nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. Big development, which I can't let you know about just yet, but there may be a very interesting, well-known figure in attendance at that conference. All right, well, let's go to the phones. We have my friend Ben in Florida. Ben, how are you feeling? You were in a recovery process last time I talked to you.
I'm over that.
Voice sounds about 100 decibels higher, Ben. You sound like you're doing all right.
Good. Mike, this Monday morning, September 17th, on C-SPAN was the Homeland Security. Chertoff was the leader's secretary. The panel also included Lieberman.
Oh, what a gang.
Yeah, and McConnell.
Well, that
woman.
Makes it even worse, yeah.
Okay, Chertoff was the principal speaker. Mike, is he really a dual citizen? Could that be proven?
Well, that's very, very interesting. Apparently, his mother is an Israeli citizen. I cannot recall if she were actually born in Israel or if she moved to Israel, but she apparently was a dual citizen. She was certainly a citizen of Israel. And Chertoff, although he was born in the United States, he, like any other person who is Jewish, can claim Israeli citizenship. So not only Michael Chertoff, but anybody else who is Jewish can claim dual citizenship with Israel. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I don't think it really counts, or I shouldn't say it doesn't count, but in the bigger picture, there are so many people, such as, to the best of my knowledge, people who are only American citizens, people like Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Joe Lieberman, who you just mentioned, people of that ilk, they certainly do the bidding of Israel.
Well, Lieberman was on that panel, too, if I remember correctly.
Who is that?
Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman. Okay, well, they're certainly doing the bidding of Israel, even though they may only be American citizens. But the fact is, they could go to Israel and claim citizenship there right at this moment.
Right.
And the United States will not strip them of their American citizenship if they do it. So, you know, it's, you know, like I say, I mean, but then again, you have people who are Israeli loyalists, people like that big toad down in Texas, John Hagee. I mean, he's not a dual citizen. He's an American citizen. But his loyalties are very suspect if you look at his rhetoric and the activities he's carried out. So I'm not sure really dual citizenship is really as big an issue as we might think it is, because the fact is we've got all these people doing the bidding of Israel anyway.
Well, Chertoff is bad enough.
Even that's right, exactly.
Even people that don't read the Spotlight.
You mean the American Free Press, yeah.
Right, knew that Chertoff was the principal judge that ramrodded the sheriff into prison. He wouldn't even allow that man to present his own,
defense witnesses. Yeah, you're talking about Jim Trafficant. That's exactly
right. Okay.
Yeah, he was also, it was also Chertoff who oversaw the prosecution of David Duke on trumped-up tax evasion charges. You know, what a lot of people don't know is that after all that hullabaloo, after David Duke was supposedly guilty of all these crimes, David Duke actually got a refund from the IRS for one of the years where he was supposedly cheating. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
So that just goes to show you what we're dealing with, Ben.
I know. I mentioned Joe Lieberman was on the panel also, and one woman, McConnell. Now, Chertoff was the principal speaker. What is it that they're telling you how great they are, and that this Fort Dix, they prevented terrorists from doing something at Fort Dix? You notice the second time I heard that, but nothing tangible. Terrorists, they avoided terrorists from doing something at Fort Dix, but they don't give you the names of the terrorists, what they were up to or what.
Well, at that Fort Dix affair, they were supposedly, some guys were supposedly going to launch some sort of terrorist attacks against Fort Dix. But I'll tell you something, there have been a number of so-called terrorism cases in this country over the past several years that were very, very suspect at best. There was a group of Muslim kids who were out here in the woods in Virginia playing paintball games, and the primary proof that they were terrorists was that they were shouting "Praise be to Allah" while they were firing paintball at each other. So that's the kind of terrorism cases we have. Some young men who were just college students are now serving extended prison terms for so-called terrorism. So, you know, anything, I think the rule of thumb here, Ben, is that when it comes to terrorism, anything that comes out of the Bush administration has to be doubted, because we know that they lied to us about the biggest terrorist attack in this country on September 11th back in 2001. And I think it's pretty likely that they've been lying to us about a lot of other terrorist events or would-be terrorist events as well. So like I say, the rule of thumb is that's an administration of vipers They've got the proverbial two-headed snakes in there.
Right.
Trotskyite, communists, and Zionists, who are really all one and the same. So that's what we're dealing with, Ben. Bad, bad people.
It's terrible, a citizen of two countries. God sakes, you're headed to Homeland Security. You're supposed to be worried about the good old USA, period.
Well, you know, you look at the record of this guy, Chertoff. I mean, we all know where his interests lie, and they ain't with the United States.
My God.
I couldn't agree with you more. Ben, listen, I have to move on. I got a lot of other callers here. I want to try to squeeze them all in.
Well,
listen, good talking to you, Ben. You sound real good.
If I had to make a picture of Satan, I would use Chertoff as the caricature.
Satan's a lot better looking. All right, well, I'll tell you what. The next guy we're bringing up is considered a devil by the Jewish powers that be in this country anyway, but I kind of like the guy, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up. Uh-oh, I think they got Jim. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Am I on?
You're on, Jim. I thought Michael Chertoff had taken you away.
Mike, I have seen the two-headed serpent, and one head is Abraham Foxman, and the other is Sumner Redstone. I've seen him. I can picture him in my mind. And that is the two-headed serpent. This is the secular control by our Jewish brethren versus the media control by our Jewish brethren.
I think that's an interesting analogy there. That's right. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot. Those are your proverbial snakes in the grass, and they're all over. They're all over.
Yeah, but Mike, the thing is that these people personify how the control is over us, because most people don't understand that the Jews have always been on every side of every issue. That's how they control the situation. If you're on every side of every issue, you can control who says what and who does what. That's how they do it. They've been doing it since ancient Egypt.
Well, that's, you know, it's interesting, because I was just having a conversation before I came on the air this evening with someone talking about a genuine Judas goat who's been out there operating in the Patriot movement for years, collecting information on people under the guise of being a nationalist attorney when he's anything but that. And this is how they do it, as you say. You know, they put people in and they gather information, you know, and then they've got their more overt types like Abe Foxman. You know, who's out there, he controls things by threatening the politicians, and then you have people like Sumner Redstone and the other media barons who get out there and they promote the politicians they like and smear the politicians they don't like, or in the case of Ron Paul, just try to ignore them as much as they can. They've got us coming and going. There's no question about that.
Or you can go back to the Democrat-Republican thing, where they control both sides of the issue. They control the total amount of argument that is allowed by the news media, so therefore they control everything.
You know,
that's
but
how
like,
they do it.
Yeah, and, you know, like I say, though, thank God for the Internet. Thank God for the Republic Broadcasting Network, American Free Press, all these people out there on the Internet who are trying to get the truth out there. That's why, unfortunately, they're eventually going to try, not that they're not already, but they are going to be trying more and more, I think, as time goes by, to control the Internet, because the Internet has proven to be something that may be out of control as far as they're concerned at this point.
Mike, the only thing I can say that's harder to find than the truth is an honest Jew. Okay.
Well, I don't think our two-headed...
And this is not going to put me in good stead with our beloved brethren, who are nothing but the light unto mankind and have never been guilty of anything. But I was talking to my brother tonight, and we were talking about the fact that no Jew throughout history has ever been guilty of anything, according to them. Anything.
Well, that's why you know, the Anti-Defamation League was formed, because there were so many people concerned about organized crime and the preponderance of Jewish folks in organized crime, they decided that if you dared to even point that out, you were anti-Semitic, and therefore the ADL had to exist to protect the interests of organized crime. And that's the, for years, it's a fact that the ADL was funded by organized crime interests. So that's no surprise.
Mike, the ADL is organized crime. What do you mean, funded by?
Well, you're... Yeah, I'm talking about the specific funding from some very, very big names in organized crime. But you're right on the whole there. That's correct.
It was funded to defend Leo Frank, who raped a 13-year-old girl working at a pencil factory in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe it was, who raped and murdered her and tried to blame it on a black janitor, and he was caught up with and strung up, despite the fact that the ADL and all our Jewish newspaper brethren and all the Jewish power players got to the governor of Georgia and had him grant clemency to him, but they took him out and strung him up anyway, which I think is one of the high points in American history.
Well, you know, but there is also that aspect, too, that they were very, very concerned about law enforcement here in the United States coming down on the organized crime, proverbial organized crime in this country, in the big cities, which, you know, if you look at the records and some of the writings on it at the time, it was largely coming from Jewish immigrants. So it's all been a continuing cycle that has changed only a little bit. The emergence of the State of Israel added a whole new facet to what groups like the ADL were doing, but they were up to mischief long before the State of Israel was founded.
To throw a kudo to our good friend Mark Glenn, this is the same thing they've been up to since ancient Egypt. Hasn't changed a bit, and Mark is much more of a knowledgeable person on that than I am, but basically I know the basic points of the fact. They've been doing the same thing. The wonderful story of Joseph, who went in, snuck into Egypt and took control of the whole country, and him and his brethren, and pretty soon all of Egypt was peasants and starving to death, but it's a wonderful tale, and they describe it as a wonderful tale.
Well, all I can say to that is to each his own. A lot of us might have a differing opinion on that.
But we don't want to even get into the book of Esther, who...
No, no.
Because this is very fitting, because this is the time, that I think it's Purim now, or it will be shortly.
No, Rosh Hashanah is coming upon us. Purim comes at another time. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year.
Well, they all celebrate killing off all their enemies.
Well,
isn't it wonderful? We slaughtered 75,000 horrible people that were about to name the Jew for what they were, but we slaughtered them all because we had this Jewish woman that married the what is the name? Haman, not Haman, but...
She married Xerxes, perhaps?
Makes no difference, Xerxes or something. She married him and managed to connive him into slaughtering all of the Jews' enemies. Boy, there's a real holiday to celebrate.
Well, you know, like I say, I look at the... I make a comparison of the Christian holidays versus the Jewish holidays, and I have to say, although I'm not particularly religious... The Christian holidays seem a lot more timid and a lot more tame and a lot more polite and a lot less bloody.
I think benign would be a proper term for them. But
all
listen,
right.
I'll let you go.
All
I
right,
ran
Jim,
in,
I got to
move
on here.
Long enough, so.
All righty. Okay, all right. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, how are you tonight?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to bring up, you were talking about the ADL protecting criminals. Well, I think in some cases they've created the crimes in the sense that do you hear me?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
In some cases they cause the crimes. I think there's been some research into that with regards to the Alabama church fires, and how the ADL was starting some stuff up about, you know, the Baptists wanting to convert Jews. And it caused two Jewish kids to start the Alabama church fires. I think some people have done some research into that. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, I have, and I tell you something. I have frankly been a little bit skeptical as to the reliability of the stories about the young men actually being Jewish. But I tell you what, Joe, it's very, very interesting. Back in the early 1960s, there were similar church fires down in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. And I'll tell you who, there was some research done at the time, which has not received very much publicity, primarily because of the fact the guy who did the research was considered a right-winger. But he had determined that the person who was probably involved in these church fires was actually an FBI agent, perhaps and most likely working with the Anti-Defamation League, an FBI, not an agent per se, but an agent provocateur of the FBI. And this is a guy by the name of David Ferry. And anybody familiar with the JFK assassination knows that David Ferry is believed to have been one of Lee Harvey Oswald's handlers down in New Orleans. So it's very, very possible that David Ferry was a joint agent of the ADL and the FBI starting church fires to stir up trouble. Joe, hang on for the break if you would.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to the break. Stay tuned, please.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. Our caller, Joe from Pennsylvania, brought up an interesting point about the ADL being an agent provocateur behind provocative acts that have been used to stir up concerns about civil rights and hate crimes. You know, Joe, my late colleague Joe Camp, he's been dead many years. He was the great uncle of the actress Angelina Jolie. Joe reported years ago that Arnold Forster, who was a big shot in the ADL, was once caught painting a swastika on a synagogue in New York, but he somehow managed to finagle his way out of that. That was in his early years as an ADL operative. So this is the kind of thing, you know, that it's not always a work of the ADL, but there have been a lot of good researchers like Laird Wilcox out in Kansas. You can probably find details about him on the Internet. He has documented the fact that the ADL and other hate groups like the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, have in fact been responsible for a lot of these, you know, smearing of synagogues and turning over, you know, just stirring up phony hate stories, and kind of giving them widespread publicity when in fact they're nothing but frauds in the first place. So your point is very well taken.
Thank you. There's one more thing I wanted to bring
up.
Go
ahead, yeah.
Well, not that we already didn't know, but I think Barack Obama has proven himself to be a scoundrel of the highest form. He had an ad, I guess, up on his campaign site endorsing or linking to the Israel and U.S. foreign policy book by Mersheimer and Walt, and the New York Sun informed the campaign of this, and they took it down immediately. And they quickly went into damage control and said, oh, well Mr. Obama does not agree with the ideas put forth in that. And also, it's interesting to know, I know a lot of people think he's a globalist, but one of Obama's supporters, the big New Brzezinski, actually has come out in defense of Mersheimer and Walt in this case.
Yeah, there's something going on right now in the Democratic Party over this Obama-Clinton struggle. I keep going back and forth on it in my own mind, but this is something we need to watch, because I think there are lines being drawn in the sand. There are strange alliances developing here inside the Democratic Party on both sides of this, and I wouldn't want to make any judgments myself on what is happening right now, but those are the kind of things you need to keep an eye on.
Right.
That's right.
And I'm just so upset with this story of Barack Obama just backing down and not standing up for truth.
Well, you're going to find a lot of people doing that, that's for sure. That's the whole history of the mess.
Right. It's the normal thing to do. And it just, I wish there were more people like Ron Paul out there that would, you know, question this stuff and, you know, be serious about it.
Well, I tell you what, the more and more the politicians start seeing that people are responding favorably to Ron Paul, then more and more politicians might get some guts. So all we can do is cross our fingers and say a prayer.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call, Joe. We got to wrap it up here, folks. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We will be here tomorrow night, God willing. In the meantime, you stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you don't want to waste your time listening to Hannity and Combs and Bill O'Reilly and Ann Coulter and all these other really horrible, horrible people out there who are trying to lead you over the cliff. So, folks, that's all for now. Thanks for listening in. I will see you, as I say, God willing, here tomorrow night. Have a good evening.
It's true.